Tonight I want to talk about the story of Nehemiah. I once had a client who used to say, "Why do I have to understand Bible stories and B-movies to understand your metaphors and analogies?" Well, you know, I think Bible stories are one of the great ways of explaining what's going on. I want to talk about the story of Nehemiah. In the days described in the story of Nehemiah, a town would have a wall around it, and so when opposing armies would come, everybody would run and sort of get behind the wall. And if the wall broke, there would also be a tower, and so then you'd run into the tower. And so you hear different references in the Bible using wall and towers as metaphor. So the Lord is a strong tower, etc. And in the story of Nehemiah, it tells the story of where the wall was broken. And of course, whenever the wall broke, it was imperative that if you could, you rebuild the wall. You couldn't. The last thing you wanted to do was to be forced to run into the tower. So it tells the story of people who build the wall with one hand. And so they have a tool in one hand, but they have a weapon in another. Babby Mason, who's a wonderful gospel singer, has a great song about Stand Up on the Wall that tells the story of Nehemiah. So you literally see people defending with the weapon in one hand and having to rebuild the wall with the other hand. They couldn't afford to stop building as they were defending. And it's the idea of you have to do offense at the same time you're doing defense. And when I talk about enforcing the Constitution, what I mean is when they're attacking us with false flags and disinformation, we need a weapon in one hand to deal with that, but we need to keep building and enforcing and preserving the Constitution with the other. We have to do both. It's not either or. So I want to talk tonight about false flags and what it has to do with the missing money, because in fact, what happened in Las Vegas has a great deal to do with missing money. Now it has a great deal to do with the governance system being afraid and not working. And so let's go through this. I've recommended many times, but I'm going to recommend again. If you haven't watched Richard Dolan's wonderful new series on false flags, it's on Gaia TV, and it's excellent. And I think it will very much help you get a perspective as we watch false flags accelerate. Richard spoke last year at the luncheon that we had at the 21 Club. And he talked about his new research on false flags. He's hoping to publish a book by the end of this year or early next year on false flags. And one of the things he made clear is that the technologies that have been developed, whether invisible weaponry or surveillance or entrainment technology, all these different technologies make it easier to orchestrate and create these false flags. And in fact, the number of false flags are accelerating. It's really literally become a tool of management. And but I think it helps you to get mastery of the topic, to really understand the history of this, and that this is a very old and long-standing practice, but there's no doubt there's accelerating. One of the things, probably the most interesting and important characteristic about what has just happened in Las Vegas, was how extraordinarily sloppy it was and rushed. This was certainly not the A team. It looks like the B or C team, or they were just in such a rush that it was exceptionally sloppy. And it has the feel, and this is intuition, of the mini-night thing. In other words, one faction pushing, and possibly one faction whacking at the other. Now, what are the goals? First and foremost, to tear up the Constitution, get gun control, bury the missing money story. Make no doubt about it, the people who are doing this are very afraid of what would come out if that story really gains additional traction. And the reason is that, let's say that you can justify some of the missing money by national security issues. So you can argue for an enormous black budget. But that still doesn't require putting billions of dollars into people's hands who are doing the shifting of money out of government money. All they're doing is shifting government money. They don't need to live in $50 million mansions and have millions of dollars in their offshore accounts. And the other thing is, you know, to participate, they created or had control files that gets you back into the pedophilia and all the other stuff. And as I've said, I've seen a cabinet secretary blackmailed over what I believe was pedophilia. I've never seen a more terrified person in my life. So when people are that terrified, they do things that can end up looking very stupid and sloppy and rushed. So I think part of what we're seeing is the Washington establishment. Some people are saying it the Democrats, but I think that's a little bit too simplistic. I think the Washington establishment is feeling that the Russia shtick isn't working, the divide and conquer is not working. Look at what they've tried with Charlottesville and some of these other ops. It's not working, and you know, so they're really worried about what they're going to do, and how do they tear up the Constitution and get gun control unless they can start a civil war. I would note, I think that there is significant disaster capitalism going on in some of the areas that the hurricane hit. For example, in Puerto Rico, I think the debt negotiations were really bogging down. They were getting too long and too complicated. And you ran the risk that too much information was coming out in either arbitrations and lawsuits. So I think there was a lot of frustration. If you look at the leadership, they have less and less patience with the sort of legal niceties. When you had Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld running things in sort of the Bush One days, they had a lot more patience and cleverness about working the process. But I think that we've reached a point where people are frustrated with it. So I think one of the things that you wanted to see was a blowout on the debt situation and getting the feds to put big money up for the people who want to take over the agriculture land. To me, Puerto Rico looks like a real land grab for very marvelous agriculture land near North America. That's another breadbasket to feed North America. So, and if you look at what's happening, the story is coming out of Puerto Rico. It looks to me like the feds are there with plenty of resources to help those who are invading and taking over, but not to help the people. Anyway, so we clearly have a disaster capitalism thing going on, and I think they would like to distract and engineer lots of money in the federal budget to help. But finally, there's lots of rumors floating around that they're going to push for a civil war as early as November. It looked to me like they're pushing for it in the summer of 2018 and certainly the summer of 2020. We see all sorts of bogus operators and bogus activists being financed with money laundered into them from Bitcoin. It wouldn't surprise me if Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all those folks are also getting money from Bitcoin. They can all claim anonymous donations. And so there are a lot of rumors they're trying to start a civil war, Days of Rage, in November. Could they be? Yeah, it doesn't look like it's working. So, and of course, it's very important to you and me that it not work. So whatever was the cause of this, I think it's incredibly important that you and I not fall for it. And first and foremost is our attention. Yes, we have to deal with it like we have a weapon in one hand, but we have to keep building with the other hand. If you try and fight this defensively, we lose. So we have to go on the offense. We have to enforce the Constitution. One of our team members just went to his town hall meeting with his state representative. He took a second quarter wrap up and he engaged with them. He educated them. He did the process right. We all have to do what we can do. There's an awful lot of fear porn. I'm having to yap at too many people to say stop listening to the fear porn, whether it's you got a couple guys out saying the end of the world is going to come with the IMF and World Bank meeting on October 13th and 15th in Washington. You know, that meeting's been happening for decades, and will there be tensions discussed? Yes. Is there a big bang going to happen? I give it less than a 1% chance. Then, of course, I think they are pushing for kind of civil war with young people and actors running around making a mess and wasting time. Frankly, I think the only reason any of those people are doing it is because they're getting paid. And it's costing a lot of money. And I hate to say this, I suspect that money is coming from the now $21 trillion missing from the federal budget. So you and I are financing it. Now, what do you need to do? Don't let yourself be distracted. Yes, have a weapon in one hand, but you need to build in the other hand. Use your time well. Do not spend, you know, death is the ultimate distraction entertainment. It sounds gruesome and it sounds horrible. My prayers to all the people harmed and killed and wounded in their families in Las Vegas. I don't mean to sound heartless, but please don't let yourself be distracted by it. You need to use your time well. Your investment is, the investment of your time and attention is precious. Please educate yourself. So understand false flags. Go watch the Richard Dolan series on Gaia TV. I think it will really be helpful. The second thing, provide for your own safety. I don't know if that means you need to stand for gun ownership or property rights, or you need to network with the people in your place. Everybody's different. I don't want to tell you what to do, but you certainly need to know, get to know your sheriff. Every county has a sheriff, and that sheriff has complete constitutional authority in that place. The feds can't come in without the permission and protection of the sheriff. So you need to get to know your sheriff. You need to support your sheriff. You need to enforce the Constitution. Engage with other people. Write and talk to your state and local officials. Don't let your state support a con. If they have, get it reversed. Other states have reversed the approvals. Go to town hall meetings. Educate your representatives. Educate yourself. Educate everyone. I have a great piece on the different things we can do to enforce the education, but I mean to enforce the Constitution, but it starts by reading it, talking with other people, and saying, okay, how are we going to do this? Heaven's sakes, take care of your health. Eat fresh food. And anything you can do to eat local and eat fresh, do it. Turn off the entrainment, or just be aware when you are using smartphones, computers, all these different technologies that use entrainment. Just be aware that this stuff is operating. Ignore the fear porn. Please stop. There are people out there who every month, every quarter, they've got another reason why the end of the world is coming, and then it doesn't, and they just off with a new prophecy. I mean, these are all prophecies, and they come from a variety of different people, but at some point, you don't have time for that kind of entertainment. You need to use your time to advantage yourself. Finally, use scenarios for trying to understand the future. Our job is to invent our future. Our job is to create a picture of the kind of future we want to have and build that. And for planning purposes, use scenarios and turn off all the prophets. Nobody knows what the future is going to be. The future is being invented, and the people who run the world are trying to invent it with street theater like Las Vegas. I don't like what they're doing, but we need to invent the world too. We can't just concede the platform and the stage to them. But use scenario thinking. We have a great Solari report on scenarios. I do scenario planning in the annual wrap-ups. And if you are worried about the worst case, for heaven's sakes, you know, do a disaster recovery kit. The people who, you know, had prepared for disasters were better off when the power went down in Kentucky, or when Katrina came, or the hurricane came. You need to be prepared, because weather warfare is upon us. And finally, you need to enjoy your life. There's nothing, fear is a killer. It kills your mind, it kills your body, it keeps you from being coherent, which is what you need. And finally, reject hopelessness. If I've been yapping people's heads off, it's hopeless. No, it's not. It's not hopeless. It's never hopeless. So, you know, you and I don't begin to have the knowledge we need to be able to document, let alone prove or believe it's hopeless. And the reality is, we live in a world which is first and foremost spiritual. And in fact, if you look at the power of the spiritual forces of love and light, they're infinitely more powerful than anything going on in this planet. And in fact, you know, it can turn on a dime in a twinkling of an eye, is what the scripture says. And that's exactly true. The question is, when are enough of us going to gather and invite those powers in? Because in fact, it's not hopeless. I keep quoting to you my favorite quote from John Rappaport: hopelessness is an op, and it's planet-wide. So it is an op. Don't buy into it. If things were hopeless, we wouldn't be watching sloppy, desperate false flags happening of the magnitude we saw in Las Vegas. So focus your attention on a picture of a positive future. The thing that will ultimately turn this around is that picture of the positive. and focus on the nuts and bolts of getting yourself there. Please don't waste any time on fear porn, or don't play defense with both hands, like the story of Nehemiah. You got to have a weapon in one hand, but you got to build with the other hand.